Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Time now to continue our Lorain County Commissioners Leadership Through Partnership program. And joining us here in studio, we've got Lorain County Commissioner Ted Kahlo joining us. Ted, thanks for coming on, man. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. Thanks, Bull. Appreciate it. Always good to be here and talk about what the commissioners do because the public really doesn't always know what we do.
Well, you guys cover a lot of ground, and we're going to get into something today that I'm sure a lot of folks from the outside looking in aren't necessarily aware that you guys are associated with, and it's something I think we all encounter in some form or fashion in our everyday lives, and that's the Northeast Ohio Area-Wide Coordinating Agency, better known to the general public as NOACA. And of course, this year, NOACA is celebrating its 50th anniversary. Pretty darn impressive. Been around since 1968, and Ted, I'll tell you what, the thing that really steps out to me about all this is that NOACA covers so many different areas of our everyday lives.
Yes, the organization, again, not as well known as it probably should be based on the effects it has on people's everyday lives, but NOACA is a five-county area. We're a metropolitan planning organization designated by the federal government, which covers Cuyahoga County, Lorain County, Lake County, Geauga County, and Medina County. So it's overseen by, there's 15 county commissioners, because it's a county designation, but we have 46 board members, which are made up with members from different political subdivisions within those five counties. Lorain County, we have Mayor Chase Rittenour sits on the board. We have a township representative, which is currently Dick Heidecker from Columbia Township. We have people from within the entire county jurisdiction that have effects on what happens with these federal dollars coming through. The metro parks are constantly applying and being awarded federal dollars to do the bike paths, which are very important, you know, another transit mode other than just vehicles. But NOACA's main job is overseeing the federal highway system and our roads that attach all the communities, the interior roads between two state highways. Let's say Route 6 in Lorain, West Erie, and Route 2, Oak Point Road, is a connector between those two. And that's where we find dollars to help improve those roads, whether it's in regards to repaving or redoing. We have a lot of dollars we approved. Finally, NOACA, the interchange in Avon, which was a long contested battle that Lorain County finally prevailed with the city of Avon, working very hard at that, Mayor Jim Smith. We have done a multitude of projects within the county. We brought millions into the county by participating. I'm past president of the organization. I currently serve as its secretary. And again, it's nice working with the members of the other counties on seeing what their needs are, because we go the overall planning also. We're the organization who does your air quality reports. So when you see a report that, you know, it's a foggy day and, you know, pollen's up and your allergy count, that's all done by NOACA. We do the water quality in regards to the entire area. So it's a pretty extensive portfolio of services that NOACA provides.
And along those same lines, you know, you talked about some of the recent examples and how that's affected many areas of the county. Wanted to give you a chance to elaborate on that and talk about how the funding from NOACA applies to some of this as well. Just, for example, the safe routes to schools. If you can think of some recent examples as to how that's helped, and also transportation asset management. You know, most recently found out North Ridgeville was approved for a bunch of new school buses in excess of $80,000. People see those big yellow submarines driving down the street, and they think you just waved your magic wand, and bam, those things magically apply. That's not how that works. So how does the funding work for some of these things?
Well, what we are basically is a pass-through from the federal government. And we also work along with the Ohio Department of Transportation to fund projects. As you talked about on the one we do, you know, the safe routes to school has been really big in Lorain County. We've had a couple of very nice ones recently on the Sheffield Lake, Sheffield Village schools, Brookside, all the new sidewalks that encompass from the new school all the way into Sheffield Lake along Harris Road. So they encompass the village, all new sidewalks put in there. Recently, the Clearview School District had their safe routes to school done, which were sidewalks from the Clearview School and Durling School behind all the way through up to Toledo Road in Lorain, you know, to get kids home safely. We have worked with the transportation asset planning. They actually do a report every couple of years on every county's roads. what kind of condition in, what kind of shape they're in. Bridges also, because bridges are very important. And, you know, nationally, there's an issue with how bridges are maintained, infrastructure improvement, and everything is graded and rated and what type of repair. And in our region and statewide also, most of our infrastructure is in need of heavy repair. We discuss a lot in issues in regards to the gas tax. We always feel there should be some COLA, cost of living, associated with that because the cost of repairing roads are going up. We have the inflationary cost, but there's no more additional dollars. Currently, the gas tax, the way it's divided in the state of Ohio, is every county gets the same $1.18 million, whether you're Cuyahoga County, Lorain County, or a small county. It's the same amount of dollars distributed out that goes to the county engineer to help take care of those roads that everybody drives on. We also have, talking about local dollars, the Transportation for Livable Communities Initiative. It's a big one that was established about a decade ago, and we've tweaked it along. During my presidency, I actually had us do a pilot project that we not only gave planning dollars to communities, but also implementation dollars. So Elyria's received the TLCI grants in the past on their planning for the Midway Mall and the downtown when they did that a couple years ago. Most recently, the transportation plan for Lorain County was funded last year to the tune of $100,000 from NOAACA to help us with looking at transportation in Lorain County. And there was an $80,000 grant to Lorain County last year between the county. Lorain County Metro Parks worked on it, and our four lakefront communities. You had Vermilion, Lorain, Sheffield Lake, and Avon Lake, and how we can improve those areas and spur economic development. And those are all dollars that are discretionary that are awarded by the board to communities who present very good plans they'd like to look at. And the second step is once you get through the planning process, there's dollars available to actually implement those plans. Where a lot in the past, everybody had these studies that sat up on a shelf because there was no funding to move them forward. Now there's the opportunity to get implementation dollars, which is really important to communities.
No question about that. And, you know, again, there's just so much that NOAACA is involved with. And you had mentioned, you know, the waterfront connectivity program moments ago. Mm-hmm. You know, there's four different communities along the waterfront. And I think we've spoken before on this series as well. We've discussed, you know, just how beautiful those areas are, mm-hmm. and how those four communities need to start and have started to work together to try and really put something together to allow everybody that's along the lakefront to showcase just how great that is. And if we could stick with that for a second, mm-hmm. you know, how does NOAACA kind of filter into all that as far as the funding and the revitalization of some of those areas, which, again, to some of the outsiders that come into Lorain County don't necessarily know just how beautiful that is?
Well, this is really based on, Commissioner Matt Lundy has done a wonderful job. This has been his initiative since he's been in office. And what it was putting together transportation along the lakefront, Route 6, the connectivity issue, the bike paths issue. To get bike paths, you believe it or not, is a generator of economic development. It brings people in our community. They're spending money at the small shops along Lake Road. They're stopping at our parks. They're spending time here and hopefully coming back and spending additional dollars also after that. So Commissioner Lundy, with the four mayors and their staff people, along with the Metro Parks, Jim Zemanek, they've been figuring where is the best place to start in each community. So each community is sort of like targeted areas along the lakefront they would like to start at based on this planning where it would be the easy fruit to get at. You know, looking at these plans, what can we do now? How can we look at getting the planning completely done? Vermilion's got a project they're working on just west of Baumhart Road where there could be some economic development at, and spoke with the mayor, Jim Forth, over out there. Now they're looking at finding ways to do funding for it and how they can put all the pieces together. And that's how NOAACA, with our planners we have there, they really help our communities, our elected officials and their department heads and their staff on how to put these together properly. So, I mean, the organization with Grace Gallucci as our executive director in the last 5 or 6 years has really made a turnaround in regards to not only worrying about the large projects, but helping with the small projects, because even when you start small, things grow upon those. And Grace is real big on that. Now, currently, one of our big projects, though, that would be regional, state, and multi-state, is we're part of a Hyperloop study. The Hyperloop is transportation where it would be from Chicago to Cleveland in 28 minutes.
So we 28 minutes,
wow. Correct. It's a vacuum tube. It's being tested in many areas of the world. The nearest one here would be California, with Elon Musk from Tesla has a small test project going. At our 50th anniversary annual meeting, we actually had the owner of the Hyperloop HTT Technologies, who is doing our study there and giving a presentation on it. So these are all the ways we're looking into the future also. It's not about how we just do things today. Things are always evolving and changing, but how we are embracing the future and how it can change transportation overall.
Wow. That's fascinating. We've definitely got to come back to that. Again, it's our Lorain County Commissioners Leadership Through Partnership program here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We're being joined by Commissioner Ted Kahlo, talking today about NOAACA, Northeast Ohio Area-Wide Coordinating Agency. Let's go back to this Hyperloop. Okay. I'd heard a little bit about this earlier. Mm-hmm. I had heard about that time travel between here and Chicago in less than a half hour. Obviously very fascinating, but this is still in the early planning stages. Do they have any idea how quickly this might come together? Because I think everybody's definitely fascinated to see an exhibition of this, just to see how exactly this works, because it takes air travel pretty much entirely out of the equation if you can get from point A to point B in less than a half hour.
No, it's amazing. If you're a drive from Cleveland to Chicago, it's 5.5 hours on a good day.
Yeah.
If you can get over the bridge and everything else. But in regards to the Hyperloop, yeah, the studies are being done. Again, they're being done worldwide. Japan, India is looking at it. Again, Europe, Germany, where HTT is out of. And then we also have the ones in the U.S. Columbus is also in the midst of a study. Columbus is MPO. MORPC, their Metropolitan Planning Organization, got a grant from the state of Ohio along with NOAACA on looking which is the best place to establish a Hyperloop connection. Again, if ours were Chicago to Cleveland, that eventually could go to, you know, Pittsburgh all the way up into New York. It can move based on the size of the Hyperloop tube. You could not only move passenger, but you can move freight also, which lowers the cost. And the way it is planned to do, it's not using energy. It's no fossil fuel. It's, you know, solar. It's using the vacuum of moving this tube. Again, there's a big infrastructure build out. You'd have to build the entire process. But I would say in the next 2 to 3 years, especially we've got the Cleveland Foundation helping us in funding this study, that I think it could actually make a significant difference overall in our transportation in the next 10 to 15 years. The Hyperloop, again, with stops even. If you're in Chicago in an hour, with stops between Cleveland, Sandusky, Toledo, Gary, Indiana, into Chicago, filling up this passenger, it's not a rail, but a passenger loop, I guess, I think would make a significant difference in how we look at transportation in the country overall.
And you're exactly right. It would affect more than just passenger travel. It would affect the travel of freight as well, which I think could make a gigantic difference. There's no question about that. One last question for you. And I mean, again, we can go on and on about all the different areas that NOAACA touches here. But one thing that kind of stands out to me here is, you know, water quality planning. And, you know, we hear more and more about this on a daily basis. You know, we're so close to the lake. So up here, obviously, water quality is certainly a big issue. What role does NOAACA play in all of that?
Well, a lot of it has to do, and again, I never thought I'd know enough as much about sewers and ditches as I do now after 14 years in office. NOAACA figures what the impact is on water quality in regards to planning, whether it's road runoff, if it's doing sewers. They're in charge of designating facility planning areas where sewer plants have to provide service, whether it's the Lorain plant, the Elyria plant, the Avon Lake plant. Avon Lake, with their partnership with Lorco, covers a lot of the township area. You have the French Creek plant, which is North Ridgeville, providing service. Those decisions are made at the board level on who services who and where sewers go and who they belong to and all the planning. So water quality is not just the water quality of Lake Erie. It's the water quality impacted by transportation projects, sewer projects, infrastructure in general. So, I mean, it's a really important part that nobody looks at, because nobody thinks about their sewers. You can't see them, so we don't think about them. But you can't develop anywhere unless you're able to flush a toilet.
Sure.
That's our mantra. If you can't flush a toilet, you can't develop. So to bring companies here and additional residential housing, retail here, you've got to be able to give them a way to tie into a sewer. So NOAACA is all part of that planning also.
Well, a lot of times you don't want to see what goes on in the sewer, right?
That's right.
Usually, well, you avoid that because you don't want to know what goes on down there. Commissioner Kahlo, pleasure as always. Thank you so much for coming in and shedding some light on NOAACA, talking about all that this organization does. Always great to see you here in studio, and thank you for the time.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to come up here. Thanks a lot, Bull.
Thank you. Again, that's Lorain County Commissioner Ted Kahlo joining us here on our Lorain County Commissioners Leadership Through Partnership program. Time for us to step aside and take a quick break. We'll come back with more after this on AM 930 WEOL.